the major thing that really affects women when we talk about HIV is the age of consent. We talk about issues where they cannot access sexual reproductive health services that will protect them from HIV, that will give them medication for HIV, the ARVs, because they need parental consent.
ARVs?
Antiretrovirals. The greatest challenge for women would be the age of consent and empowerment, because young women are not empowered enough to access their services. So what we do as Act 2030 is mainly work on policy issues and creating spaces for young people to participate, which means we empower young women to speak for themselves. So as much as we talk of empowerment being a voice for young people, we also talk about enabling the voice within the young women. When you enable a young woman, it means that that young woman will stand up for their education. When the young woman is educated, they will know that there's the age of consent, and they need to rally behind the change of the age of consent, meaning they will access sexual reproductive health, they will get contraception, they can negotiate for PrEP if they are sex workers, PrEP being pre-exposure prophylaxis, and post-exposure prophylaxis as well. Basically, gender empowerment, sexual reproductive health and rights, it's a marriage of necessity.
Do women know about these services?
There are a lot of dynamics that hinder them knowing. You talk of culture and religion. For example, in Zimbabwe, we have the apostolic sect, and they do not believe in education. They do not believe in going to hospitals. They do not believe in family planning. They do not believe in contraception. They promote child marriages, polygamy within their religious sect, where the main priest decides, oh, today I dreamt of Ashley as my wife, tomorrow that's it, just because they had a dream. Whether Ashley is 12 years old, not an issue. There are cultural situations where young women are offered the sacrifices, where you are then told, oh, you need to go and stay with the traditional healer as payment, so you have to be his wife as a sacrifice.
Sounds like discrimination.
It's a major disadvantage expressed through discrimination. Young lesbians who cannot access services because they are lesbians. You have young women who cannot express themselves sexually because as a woman, you cannot take initiative in the bedroom, you cannot take dance to say, I even want contraception at all.